The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drives so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Whether you're tailgating out in the dirt lot, Carter Finley, shout out Carter Finley, or whether you're whitewater rafting, taking the entire family on an adventurous trip, maybe you're out camping at Mount Rogers. I used to go as a kid, wish my parents had a Hyundai Santa Fe. The Hyundai Santa Fe is perfect for your family outing. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Emergency Podcast for the Pick Six Podcast. Katie Mox here with Will Brinson and John Breach. And Lamar Jackson just got paid. How much? We don't know, but we do know that it is reportedly the biggest contract in NFL history. It is a five-year deal, putting him all the way through 2027.
That's the emergency sound that you got. You don't have to throw up. It's obviously draft night or draft day. Technically, it's still
ding, ding, ding. You just said the title of the movie, Draft Day. Brinson wins a prize.
Woo. Yeah, boy. Did you see Steve Kimes say that Draft Day was very realistic?
Real. Yeah, he said it was like the most realistic movie. Yeah.
We don't need to talk about that because we're going to keep this short and sweet.
You don't want to talk about Kevin Costner right now?
We're going to keep this short and sweet, and we are going to talk about Lamar Jackson, who signed a five-year deal. Now, and look, even if it's the biggest, it looks like $260 million per Josina Anderson of CBS Sports. Five years, $260 million is breached. Just put in Slack. That is a Let's see the full contract. If that's fully guaranteed, that's one thing. If not, it's really interesting that Lamar, like one of these two sides capitulated the day of the draft, which is really fascinating because it felt like the Ravens were going to have to add one more player in this draft breach in order to convince Lamar to sign. And also apparently they should have just signed Odell Beckham like last year and they would have gotten this Lamar Jackson deal done right away.
Yeah, Odell might have just been the thing that pushed this deal over the edge. And Lamar said, all right, these guys are serious. They're going to give me my money. They're getting after the guys I wanted them to add. So I'm going to get this contract negotiation done. And I will say the one odd thing, I'm a big believer in contract negotiations of no news is good news. And that's really what we had for about 3 weeks. Remember, we went from Lamar trade request to just all this drama in the whole entire month of March. And then things just piped down, except for the occasional cryptic text or tweet from Lamar. There was just nothing for the past 3 weeks. And so it just seems like they hunkered down. They said, all right, let's get this done. And if we can do it for the draft, that's even better because that allows us to kind of figure out what we want to do in the draft. Because if this deal wasn't done before tonight, if you're the Ravens, I mean, you have to at least in the back of your mind be thinking, do we need to take a quarterback, a quarterback, maybe in the third round or somewhere because we don't have Lamar under contract? This solves that problem. Now you can go and try to do something crazy. You know, we've thrown out maybe you try and trade for DeAndre Hopkins tonight. But if you're the Ravens, this opens the door for you to do something fun and something good with your picks.
Yeah, it sure does. And it allows you, I think, you know, depending on what you want to do with this Todd Monken offense that they're running, you know, he comes from Georgia, you know, like, if you depending on what you do in the draft, I mean, if you think you need defense, if you think you need cornerback help, you don't have to go get a wide receiver just to capitulate to Lamar Jackson, just to make Lamar Jackson happy. And you can go say, like, we need a cornerback. And Lamar, like, are you, you know, we signed you to a contract. You just signed the deal. It's done. There's no, well, you said you were going to draft a wide receiver, and they still might. Like, I had them taking Quentin Johnson in my latest, in my final mock draft. I would have not had them taking a wide receiver if I'd known that Lamar Jackson was going to sign on the night of the draft. I thought that they needed a little bit more to push him over the edge. Clearly, that wasn't the case. You really wonder just what happened. But, yeah, Breach, I mean, to your point, like, they can now do basically anything they want in the draft. If they need a defensive end, go get a defensive end. If like, and that's better for the team as a whole. It's better for Lamar as a whole. It's not – you just have to draft the best wide receiver out there just because you need a wide receiver. And don't get me wrong, Zay Flowers. Actually, I better have him take Zay Flowers in the draft because of, like, what he would do in that sort of offense. And, again, they still might do it. Or maybe they had the Chiefs trading him. I can't remember. They had him taking a wide receiver. They still might
Go ahead. Yeah, I was going to say, the other thing this contract does is it opens up – Josino Anderson also reporting that there's $185 million in guaranteed money. That was going to be a huge question because we were wondering
if it's fully guaranteed. Interesting.
Right. So it does seem – and I see one of our commenters mentioned that you know, obviously the Jalen Hurts contract helped push this over the edge, and it does seem like Lamar saw that, and he's like, all right, you know what? I got to give up on this fully guaranteed thing because it's not going to happen. So – just, you know, make me the highest paid player in NFL history and I'll sign up for it. And the other thing is that if he had played on the franchise tag, that's $32.4 million that would hit the Ravens salary cap in 2023. It's all one hit in 1 year, and that's tough to absorb. We don't know the structure of this contract, but I can guarantee you they are not taking a $32.4 million cap hit in 2023. So you free up cap space, which opens up even more room. So this leaves the Ravens with a lot of cushion to kind of maybe do something a little crazy tonight, as Brinson was just talking about.
Yeah. I mean, you know, again, like, I would be curious to know. I mean, I guess I'm curious, like, why did we have to do all this? God, this drives me. And I realized he didn't have an agent. That made it more difficult. But eventually he's just like, I mean, you know, I guess I'll take the $188 million, which, yeah, you should take that. And I guess he did get the Ravens up higher. Let's see what $185 million fully guaranteed per Josina Anderson. You know, let's see what the contract, like, is this a 3-year deal? It might be a 3-year deal. Is this a standard NFL contract?
Deal.
No, but I mean, what I mean any 5-year deal in the NFL is generally speaking a 3-year deal. Any 3-year deal in the NFL is generally speaking a 1-year deal. The question is this a true 5-year deal? Or is it like fully guaranteed $185 million over 3 years? Because that would be really, and like then the Ravens can cut him, or it's, you know, guaranteed for injury or whatever it is. And you're talking about a quarterback. It's more than likely that he's going to see the full extent of that cash. With Lamar, maybe it's a little different just because of how he plays the position. If he's banged up, he's still so young. To me, this is, it's just bizarre that it, like, got done the night of the draft. It took Odell Beckham to push it over the line. And like at the end, like the Ravens both sides got what they wanted. You know, I don't know what the deadline was July. They could have kept waiting. I think it's great that Lamar did this now, though, because as Breach points out, with the draft, you can do what's best for the team. It might not end up being what's best for Lamar and his personal gain. But guess what? He just got his personal gain in the terms of $185 million. So he's here to help the team win. And he can do that depending on what happens in the draft.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Katie, how sad are you that the 49ers run at Lamar is now officially over?
I know. I did see someone in the chat saying that my dreams were crushed, and they are slight. Look, I'm on the Brock Purdy train. I'm still riding on that train, but you know, it was definitely something to dream about, to think about Lamar Jackson in the 49ers offense, but it was a long shot. I know nobody on the show thought that it was going to happen. So slightly crushed, but still feel good about the prospects with Brock Purdy. But I was just actually looking at the odds right now for the Ravens. Obviously, we talk about the draft. They've got the number 22. Seems like the consensus here is they got to go wide receiver. But if you look at their odds right now, they're plus 250. They're the second favorite to take the AFC North. Now with OBJ and Lamar signed on, do you think that they have a chance to topple the Bengals?
Me, no, I don't. I still think Lamar Jackson is...
Well, you say a chance to topple the Bengals. Yes, of course they have a chance.
Okay, yes.
I don't think they will. Yes, they obviously have a chance.
Yes. Wow, Ravens plus 250 to win the... Look, and this is what we went back to. Remember when we did the AFC North win totals and the AFC North bets and all that? It's like, if you thought Lamar was going to sign, like, this is actually the actionable item. Plus 250 with Lamar in the fold, I think, is pretty good value. Now, at this point, I would rather take the Bengals at plus 130 than I would take the Ravens at plus 250, I think. But I agree with Breach. I don't think it is like... I think the Bengals are still and should still be the favorite to win the division. They've won two straight, a lot of continuity, signed Orlando Brown this offseason. But Baltimore brings back Lamar, has a new offensive coordinator who's had great success in the run and deep shot stuff at Georgia, you know, basically with like NFL personnel across the board there too. You have plenty of talent on this team. Odell Beckham, Rashad Bateman, excuse me, I almost said Rondale Moore. Rashad Bateman and Odell Beckham, like, if those guys are healthy, and then, of course, Mark Andrews, you have a good offensive line. There's many reasons this Ravens team could steal the division. I think it's the exact type of thing that I'll end up picking just to be a little different for some reason.
What about the win total?
Well, I was going to say real quick, it's not that crazy to consider them winning the division. I mean, we're talking Lamar Jackson missed five games last season. They still went 10-7. They still made the playoffs. So you talking about Lamar being healthy for a full season, which, by the way, is something the Ravens are hoping he can do because he's had some injury issues the past 2 years. But if he's healthy all 17 games, there's no reason they can't win the division. And plus 250 is a pretty friendly number. That's a pretty good value for a team that won 10 games last year.
Yeah, their over-under is set to 8.5. The over is juiced to minus 160. It seems to me I'm not taking that bet at minus 160, but they should get at least 9 wins next year.
I would want the Ravens over right now pretty quickly. It'll move up. If it hadn't already moved, it will move up.
Yeah.
I mean, Baltimore's just a good football team. If Lamar's healthy, and, you know, it'd be interesting to see how they approach this too, because I don't think the Ravens have been too hyper aggressive about running Lamar. Or like using, like, I don't think, like, just because he's on a rookie deal and, you know, cheaper, they haven't been like, screw it, let's just run Lamar into the ground. You know what I mean? Like, they turned him into a unanimous MVP. But when I'm trying to do a breach here and do a decent analogy. Over 8.5 minus 160, I would lay the minus 160. That's a bunch of juice right now. But one of the things, this draft night, You only got so many people working the trading floor, working this, working these, the win total section here. And what's happened is instead of moving this up to 9.5, which is where it will go, which you may have just said, but I was
true. Yeah.
They just like, oh crap, Lamar signed. Let's bump the juice. Lay the crap out of that juice. If Lamar plays 15 games, they're winning 9 of them. I mean, they might not win the division. I think 8.5 is a good bet.
Well, I mean, when we look at this total, though, I feel like Lamar being on the Ravens was kind of baked in, kind of like Rodgers was with the Jets and those numbers, because, you know, we've talked a lot about Lamar Jackson over the past month, and at no point did it feel like he was leaving Baltimore. He just wasn't drawing any interest unless he decided to sit out the season, which was never going to happen. So it felt like worst case scenario, he was going to play on the franchise tag, and he didn't. So just, you know, maybe they're juiced up and excited because they added Odell. Maybe they're going to make a trade for someone else. So, and the Ravens aren't going to have an easy schedule. So I don't think 8.5 is crazy. I don't even know if he'll bump up to 9.5. Maybe he'll go to 9 even.
They said a lot of these at 8. What's the one right above the Ravens? Just, you don't mind scrolling up just a touch, Billy.
Oh, sorry. It's the Saints, 9.5.
9.5. Yeah. I mean, or the Cowboys, 9.5. I mean, they just don't. Yeah. I mean, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right, Breach. I don't know. They don't want to move the numbers. They don't want to move these draft slots. They don't want to move these numbers if they can help it. But I mean, I don't think they're going to leave it. Like, it's April right now. It's not going to come August and it's over 8.5 minus 225. I mean, that would be kind of bizarre. So I would bet the over 8.5 minus 160 right now. That to me is juice worth laying, knowing that Baltimore is a very good football team and very capable of winning 9 games. But they could have a down year and go 9-8. I mean, you know, that would, like, that's, I mean, didn't they do that last year?
Yeah. I think they went, was it 9-8 or 8-9?
They went 10-7, and they would have probably beaten the Bengals in the wild card round if Lamar's backup quarterback, Tyler Huntley, doesn't fumble at the 1-yard line in the fourth quarter. So you're talking about a team that was competitive with their backup quarterback playing in multiple key games.
Yeah,
so,
I mean the upside, like, you could get the 8.5 by Thanksgiving. I mean, and the, you know, the reality is with a guy like John Harbaugh, you have a really high floor. They've improved the defense. They got another first round pick coming in. I like that overall a whole lot. If I'm putting down,
are you guys concerned at all if you're the Ravens and you are giving $260 million to a player who has missed 10 games over the past two seasons, with most of those coming on the back end of the schedule, where, you know, you really need him on the field, getting banged up earlier in the season, missing the second half of the season? Any worries at all there?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, are you, you know, will you be worried in a month or so when the Bengals give a contract to a guy who suffered a torn ACL and a random, you know, like appendicitis situation?
Well, no, because he's made the two straight AFC title games and hasn't dealt with any injuries in 2 years and took a random injury.
I would say the ACL is rookie year that knocked him out of the back end of the year.
Well, yeah, and I would have been concerned going into 2021, after.
Like, I guess what I'm saying is, like, I don't feel like Lamar's injuries were directly correlated to the style of play that Lamar has.
Not even necessarily style of play, just his body frame. He's taking a beating is really
well.
What
it's
down
fitting
to
that it's happening on the night that the Panthers are drafting Bryce Young first overall, because that is, like, the biggest concern about Bryce Young going first overall. Of course, I think I always have concerns giving any anybody a massive contract like that. You know, Lamar's a special player. He's still young. And I tell you what, this just solidifies how friggin' hard it's going to be to get out of the AFC. Like, you're talking, we run down this list. I mean, we got Aaron Rodgers just joined, Patrick Mahomes. No, he is not Sam Bradford. Patrick Mahomes. We have Josh Allen. We have Joe Burrow.
Yes.
You know, we got, who else we got? Who am I missing? The Sam Bradford thing threw me off. Like,
Trevor Lawrence.
Justin Herbert. Right. And then, like, on the NFC side of things, you're like, all right, who's the third best quarterback in the NFC? And it might be, like, my boy Matthew Stafford. I mean, it's crazy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
It is crazy. All right, well, we're going to wrap this up unless you guys have anything else to say on this Lamar deal. But we will be back later tonight to recap the first round of the draft tonight. So make sure you keep it locked with us. 11 p.m., 12 a.m., we're not exactly sure.
Before we go, I will say real quick that the loser here is the Bengals, because now they're going to have to top this number with Joe Burrow. Chargers are going to have to top this number with Justin Herbert. So if I'm the Bengals, I am racing to get a deal done before the Herbert deal gets done. Yeah. And so the Ravens, by giving Lamar this deal, he's not going to be the highest paid quarterback much longer. But yeah,
he'll be the third highest paid quarterback.
Get the checkbook out. So this definitely, the Ravens did not do any favors to the Bengals, which makes sense.
That's true. But I will say that a winner here, the cabal of billionaires known as NFL owners, who successfully walked Lamar Jackson right back off that Deshaun Watson fully guaranteed contract ledge, and the Ravens, I mean, Jesus, took it. Just, no, we're not going to do that. We're all agreeing that we're not going to bother trying to trade for you, and we're going to let the Ravens figure it out. And they did it. And now no one's getting fully guaranteed deals because of this happening. We can lament Lamar could be like a loser because he caved and didn't get the fully guaranteed deal.
$185 million.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, if somebody looked at me and was like, how dare you, your pride, how dare you? I'd be like, nah. Oh, by the way,
Here's the thing. Everybody, and us included, have been saying the longest time, like, he should have an agent. And he did this all by himself.
Buccaneers are drafting Robbie Brinson. Check that out.
Oh, wow.
I just guess from 2015.
Yeah, that's very exciting. Breach, real quick, before we get out of here, you said that the Bengals are the losers. What would be your first guess on what a Joey Burrow contract or money amount will be?
5 years, $265 million. Oof. Or, maybe the Bengals don't want to commit $265 million and Burrow agrees to something smaller, like 3 years, $175 million, something shorter.
Bigger.
I think we'll say 5 years, $265 million.
Brinson?
$1 more than Lamar.
Price is right style.
Yeah, I mean, that's just sort of how I wouldn't be surprised at all if I take that back. I think what we could see from the Bengals and Chargers, given that this is a good call from John Markle in the chat. The Eagles won because they got and by the way, I'm not sure if this has changed as of today, but as of 2 days ago, when Tom Telesco was doing his pre-draft conference, he was asked about the Jalen Hurts deal and how it affected Justin Herbert. He said that the Jalen Hurts deal has still not been filed. So I bet there is a significant lack of guaranteed money and some weird clauses in that Jalen Hurts deal. If we haven't seen that filed yet, because that's usually what they do if they don't want to get, like, it probably got filed today, which means it's like just getting up now, which means no one's going to care for the next 3 days about Jalen Hurts guaranteed money because of the NFL draft. That's a perfect time to sneak that in there if Hurts ended up not getting a ton of guaranteed money. But to the point about, it's a great point, John Markle there, but on the Bengals and the Chargers, I could see a situation because of the way the sort of the financial structure of those two ownership groups, and they're cheap and poor relative to other billionaires. I would say that you could see a situation where we hear Joe Burrow or Justin Herbert's agent announce the biggest contract in NFL history, and it's like biggest by average annual value, even though maybe the fully guaranteed number is not in there, with both sides knowing that, like the way they'll structure when Justin Herbert or Joe Burrow's full salary becomes fully guaranteed will be such that there's just no way for them to get out from under it. It'll be like right after the Super Bowl, right? Where it'll kick in before they can even really think about making a decision or something like that. I wouldn't be surprised by that at all.
Okay.
Good call, Brinson.
Okay.
Thanks, Breach.
Waiting for Breach to say something. Okay, guys, we're going to wrap this up right now, but we will be back after the draft tonight. So make sure that you subscribe on our YouTube page and hit notifications so that you can see what time that we're going to be on tonight. And we'll see you guys then after the draft.
Should you ever set foot outside of the motel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow. Now streaming on Paramount+. Only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.